Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and it's time for a catch-up on all things 26 habits. And the most recent habit, my current habit, which is all things meal planning. Now, my idea here is to eat around my schedule. So eat to service my output, essentially. Not just blindly think breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but to fuel myself for what I have in store for the day. And as somebody whose schedule can be very varied, that's actually probably quite a helpful way of doing it. From the messages I've received since I started this, it's really obvious that many of you are doing this already. I've had a few messages saying that their entire week is hinged on the meal plan they create on a Sunday night. People messaging about how they batch cook and then freeze food for the week ahead. And also people who say that they do have the same meals on the same day every single week, just so they don't have to think too hard about it and it takes the stress off them. And that really made me think about Mark Zuckerberg with the whole grey t-shirt, jeans and trainers thing, and how if he doesn't have to think about what he's got to wear, if it's just the same thing every day, his mind and his effort, mental energy can be used on bigger and better things. Anyway, I've never really thought about it like that. I've always just literally thought, oh, I'm hungry, now what? So anyway, all of this was incredibly interesting to me, and I feel like maybe I am a little late to the party on this one. Meal planning seems to be something that a lot of you are already doing, but my method of trying to eat for my schedule has been quite eye-opening for me. I'm such an adrenaline junkie that when I'm busy, and I don't think adrenaline junkie is the right word, but hey, let's go with it. I'm somebody who thrives on being busy. It's probably a better way of describing it. So when I'm busy, when I'm on the go, I'll survive on coffee, water, and more coffee. I don't need any fuel. I am a self-fulfilling, self-sustaining adrenaline and cortisol machine, which I know fundamentally is not healthy, but I don't even think about food when I'm busy. I just go, 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 go. And I know that's not great for me. And it's only when I've then got downtime that I'll do something like cook or make an effort or think about what would I like to have over the weekend, and then I'll prepare my food, because I love cooking and I think I'm a fairly decent cook as it happens. So I've tried to turn that system on its head, because that kind of running on empty and then fueling up when you don't need it, even just saying it out loud, it's pretty obvious that probably isn't great. But this is all very personal to me. It might be your experience, it might not, but this is about making and breaking habits. So what this meal planning 26 habits has done is made me realize there is a habit here that needs to be broken before I can really make the habit of meal planning, which I hadn't anticipated. So for example, this week, my first week of doing this challenge, of doing this particular habit, I went to Edinburgh for work for a couple of days, and it was quite a full-on schedule. There was a very early start, there was a lot of hurry up and waiting associated with air travel and transport and then being on my feet a lot of the time, and it was great fun, don't get me wrong, but it was hungry work. So while I was away, I just went with it, and as I was with a group of fab people, we all went out to eat and it was great. But then when I got back and was at my desk all day and doing all the sort of admin and stuff that you don't get to do when you're on the move, I was mindful to just ease off and eat really clean. And sometimes, because I'm not a great traveller, I do tend to get very tired and very high maintenance, obviously. I can then want to comfort eat in order to sort of, you know, make myself feel a bit better about the fact I'm feeling tired and drained. But it was this conscious decision with the meal planning to say, actually, you probably don't need much today. It would probably be a good idea to drink lots of water, because you're probably dehydrated from the air travel, even though it was only an hour's flight. And all of the sort of, you know, oh yeah, maybe bump up the green veg in tonight's meal, that sort of thing. And again, some of this will be really obvious to you, but 26 Habits is about breaking and making habits. And I guess, as I said, what I've learned from this one is that not having a plan when it comes to food makes it easy, for me at any rate, to make poor decisions and to eat on instinct, which actually might not be the best way to make food choices. When I had Ian Marber, the fantastic nutritional therapist, basically all-round food expert, if you aren't following Nutribollocks on Twitter every Friday, then I strongly advise that you do. I'll put a link in the show notes. When he came on the show recently, it was really eye-opening as to how much nonsense there is out there about food. And it's kind of obvious. You see all the food fads and the things, the various diets and whatnot that are pimped out all the time. And it just became clear that common sense should really prevail about what you eat and how you eat. And I remember speaking to the fitness trainer Dalton Wong a few years ago. He trained Jennifer Lawrence for the Hunger Games, I think. And he's got a great book out called The Feel Good Plan. And again, in that, it's about not going on a diet or anything like that. It's just, you know, you're making a good or a bad choice the second you put food on a plate or, you know, move the fork towards your mouth. And I guess planning your meals or what you need to eat for what you're doing minimizes the opportunity to make a poor or unwise decision. Or at least that's what I found. But what about you? So many of you lovely listeners have emailed me, and thank you so much, because you know it's one of my highlights to get messages from you. But many, many of you have emailed in about this topic, and I'd be really interested to hear from more of you, to hear how you plan your meals, whether you batch cook, how you plan what you're going to eat. Why not let me know in the Facebook forum? It's a closed group. Just click the link in the show notes to apply. I approve all members, and maybe we can have a chat about it in there. It'd be really interesting to hear. I'm sick of diets and ways of eating that are entirely focused on either weight loss or some sort of restricted plan. But this, from all the messages I've been getting, really does seem to be as fundamental as doing your laundry or changing your bed linen, and is something I should start viewing as basic housekeeping. I really do feel like, again, I've said it in this podcast already, that I'm late to the party, but I feel like this is kind of a, you know, a light bulb moment of, oh yeah, obviously. And it's been very, very interesting I've had some lovely, really helpful messages from people about how to batch cook, how not to get bored, how to batch cook in a way where you're not just eating the same eating the same meal over again so that it ends up getting boring and then you don't want to batch cook anymore. Had some really, really fascinating messages. So as ever, I just want to say thank you to everybody who gets in touch with the show, because I love hearing from you. And it's always just such a delight to have a conversation with you. And the conversation is really brilliant over on the Facebook group. So again, I will put the link in the show notes. I'm loving this, and I'm going to create a highlights on Instagram with a couple of my meal plan ideas and some of the advice that I've had from listeners, because I think it's worth sharing. Thank you so much for listening. I'm enjoying this one. I feel like I've learned a heck of a lot. So thank you to everyone who's got in touch. Join the Facebook group. That would be fantastic. If you enjoy the show on Apple Podcasts, Acast, or wherever it is that you listen, I'd be delighted if you could leave a review and a 5-star rating. Maybe just hit that subscribe button as well, so you never, ever miss out. And if you're enjoying 26 Habits, and you're just finding it and you want to find the rest of the episodes, head over to the pool. The link will be in the show notes, where the entire back catalogue is there for your listening pleasure. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back again with another 26 Habits next week and another fabulous guest on the main Sunday show. But until then, stay well, and I will see you on the next one.